The following recording is designed to take you into an altered state of consciousness. Do not attempt to operate a motor vehicle while listening to this recording. Taking a moment now to engage in this very important spiritual work of healing your pain through the power of forgiveness. Finding a comfortable spot where you can lie down and relax deeply. That's right. Just closing your eyes and getting nice and comfortable and allowing yourself to just relax. Remembering to be gentle with yourself here. Forgiveness can be challenging, but it can also be easy when you are gentle with yourself. So just sinking into that gentle state now and allowing yourself to relax. Allowing your mind to just settle down. Allowing your body to relax. Breathing in gently, and with every breath that you let go, feel yourself going deeper. Deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. In a nice, comfortable, gentle, easy way. That's right. Letting go of any tension in your body now. Any tension in your forehead. Any tension around your eyes just melting away. Letting go of any tension in your neck and shoulders. Feeling more and more relaxed. So relaxed now. And just allowing every breath that you let go to gently carry you deeper. And now you might begin to let go of any tension in your heart. Letting go of any feelings of tightness. Letting go of any heaviness. And just relaxing into this peaceful moment. In a safe, comfortable, easy way. That's right. Feeling so calm and peaceful now. And feeling so safe. And allowing this peace to flow to and through your mind. Letting go of any tension in your mind. Letting go of any doubt and any resistance. Just letting go and allowing your mind to relax into this peaceful moment. And as you let go, peace just naturally flows in, and you might feel yourself feeling so sweetly heavy, this sweet heaviness in your mind, in your heart, in all of your limbs, carrying you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And now you might remember that love is the most powerful healing force in the universe. And when we embody an open-hearted, loving vibration, we empower ourselves to create whatever we want in our lives. And we are naturally full of all those good feelings we long for. Full of love for ourselves, full of love for others, full of love for life. And it all feels so good. It is always good and wise to choose love. It is always safe to choose love, for it is our very nature to be loving. It is from divine love that we come, and to divine love that we are all returning. And so, choosing love is always healing. Choosing love always feels good. Choosing divine love is always safe. Choosing love is always a move in a positive direction. And now, I'd like you to call to mind something that you did in the past that hurt someone. Something that you wish you had handled differently. Perhaps something will immediately come to mind for you here. Something that you feel bad about and wish you hadn't handled the way you did. Or perhaps you will have to sift through your memories from the past. Perhaps many possibilities will come up. Or perhaps it will take you some time to come up with something you did to someone that you believe caused them pain. Just allow yourself to sift through those possibilities and allow one incident to bubble up to the surface. There is no right or wrong answer here. Just allow one thing you did in the past that you regret because it caused someone else pain to come to mind. And now, just give this a name. Maybe it's the name of the person you hurt, or maybe it's a name for what you did. It doesn't matter. Just give it the name that comes to mind and feels right to you. And taking a moment now, just feel what remembering this brings up for you. It may bring up sorrow. It may bring up feelings of shame or regret. It may bring up a feeling in your body of heartache, or of pain, or tension. You may feel a shift in your breathing. You may feel all of these things at once, or something else entirely. There is no right or wrong way to experience this. There is just your way. Just allow yourself to feel what comes up without feeling the need to change it or shut it down or turn away from it. Just allow yourself to feel and be gentle with yourself in all of this. Be gentle and know that you are being brave and strong and allowing yourself to face this, to feel what you feel, to feel whatever is there for you, beneath the surface most of the time. And now, you might realize that the reason this feels bad to you is because you're not that person anymore. You're not the same person who did that thing in the past. And you're not that person anymore because you've learned so much since then about how you want to be. And that is a good and wonderful thing. It may even be that it was this very experience that taught you all about this, that changed you. And therefore, had you not done what you did in the past, you wouldn't know any better now. And in this way, you can perhaps see that you did the best you knew how then. You did the best you could. And you've learned so much since then. And all of that is right and good. It all fits together perfectly. And there's no need to carry this pain with you any longer, for you've already learned what you needed to learn from this experience. And now, with this new awareness, you can call this person to mind and say, "I ask for your forgiveness." Say with your mind and heart, "I didn't know any better then, and I know that what I did caused you pain, and I am sorry for that." Say with your mind and heart, I ask for you to forgive me. Please forgive me. And as you ask to be forgiven, as you open up and allow yourself to be forgiven, you can feel things beginning to shift within you. And whether you believe that person would forgive you or not doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because on a soul level, there is no such thing as not forgiving. On a soul level, we are all always aware that we came into this life to learn some key lessons. And so sometimes, we play the bad guys in each other's dramas. And in this way, we bless each other with the very experiences we most need in order to learn whatever we need to learn. And knowing this, just open up your awareness to the truth that all is well, that everyone is just where they need to be and doing what they need to be doing, including you. And as you acknowledge that all is well, you can just allow love to flow in. Just allow forgiveness to flow in. Allow peace to flow in. And feeling it flowing in. Feeling it flowing through your body. Feel it flowing through your heart. Feel it flowing through your soul. And as it flows, you can begin to open up to forgiving yourself. Feel that wave of emotion come up for you. Feel that old pain leaving you now. And with love for yourself and love for all, just surrender that old pain gently. And placing one hand over your heart, forgiving yourself now, say to yourself, I forgive you for what you did. You didn't know any better then. I forgive you. And just allow those old feelings to flow up and out of you. And with every breath that you let go, you can gently let some of that pain and sorrow from the past go. And with every breath you breathe in, feel that peace flowing in. It may feel like tingling energy or warmth. Just feel how you are loved. Feel how you are loved just the way you are, and have always been loved just the way you are. Feel how wonderful it is that you know better now than you did before. Feel how wonderful it is that you are in this moment choosing to let go of pain. Say to yourself and to the universe, I choose to let go of this pain. You are choosing to lighten your load and to allow your light to shine brighter, knowing that in seeking this forgiveness, you are growing in your capacity to love and forgive others. You are growing in your capacity to create all that you desire in your life. Know yourself worthy of receiving forgiveness. Knowing yourself worthy of embodying peace. Knowing yourself worthy of love and happiness just the way you are. And as you allow this wonderful peace to flow through you, you can feel it gently clearing away any pain from the past on a physical level. Feel it clearing away any pain in your body. You can feel it clearing away any pain in your heart. Feel it clearing away any pain in your mind. Feel it clearing away any heaviness or sorrow in all parts and on all levels of your being. And just allow that clearing now. Feel any regret leaving you. Feel any sorrow just melting away. Feel this happening easily, gently. And with a gentle sigh, just let the last of it go. That's right. It can be easy when you allow the power of love to do all the healing work. Like water easily washes crumbs off of a plate, washes them right down the drain, leaving the plate shiny and clean. So love can wash your whole being clean, easily, gently, soothingly, so that you feel shiny and new, sparkling now. That's right. And as you allow this release and relief, this new peace, you realize what a precious gift forgiveness is. And you realize that you can feel even better than this. Your heart is feeling bright and shiny and new, but you can feel even better. You can go even deeper into this peace by offering your forgiveness to someone you feel hurt you in the past. And suddenly this may feel like the most important thing you could ever do. And you may know deep down in your soul that this is what is most important of all. That you can soar higher and freer in all areas of your life and on all levels of your being by letting go of any anger, pain, or bitterness that you carry from something someone else did in the past. And you may realize that just as you are different now, just as you now know better, everyone else is learning in the same ways. Everyone is learning by making mistakes. That is how we are all growing wiser together. And suddenly it doesn't seem so bad that others have played the roles of bad guys in our stories in the past. Indeed, it feels like this is how life is. We are all learning by making mistakes, and that's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. And now, you might call to mind that one person that you most need to forgive right now. There may be others, but there is one person you think about the most. One person who brings up the most pain for you. Call that person to mind now. And in your mind, say that person's name to yourself. You don't have to go into the same old story about what they did and why you're so upset with them. For really, those are the same old stories that have been told for ages, throughout history, around the world, the same old stories of wanting more than we got. The important thing is to just call that person to mind and realize that deep down they are like you, that just as you have made some mistakes, you have hurt others and learned from those experiences. This person is doing the same thing. Whether they realize it yet or not, they have made mistakes and they are learning. And everyone is just where they need to be on their spiritual journey, doing the best they know how right now, learning what they need to learn. You are where you need to be, and they are where they need to be. And what you are working on now may have nothing to do with what they are learning, and that's okay. Right now, you are learning about the healing power of forgiveness. You are learning to love yourself better by choosing to forgive. This forgiving is all about you blessing yourself with peace and healing. It's not about them, really. They will find their own time and way with forgiveness. You are choosing this time, right now, to bless yourself by forgiving. And holding this person in your mind and in your heart, say to them, I bless us both by offering you my forgiveness now. I bless us both by letting go of any pain and sorrow I've been carrying from our experiences of the past. And as you think that message and feel that message, you may feel all of that old pain and sorrow start to come up for you. And you may try to avoid feeling it out of fear, but there is nothing to fear here. It is just old pain passing through so you can release it. You can watch it come up and float away. There may be part of you that clings to it as something familiar that belongs to you, like an old blanket that has become nothing but a rag. And being gentle with yourself, you can decide to let it go, knowing that if you want something new and wonderful, you must be willing to let go of what you've been holding on to instead. Being very gentle with yourself and remembering that you are blessing yourself by letting go now. And it is safe to let go. It is more than safe. It is healing. It is wise. It is brave and strong to let go of old pain in a gentle way. And as you let go of your breath, just let that pain float away. Just let that pain start to go. Feel it flowing out of you, away from you. And you may feel all of this in your heart. And you may even feel tears coming up. And that is a good sign. It's a sign that this old stuck energy is really flowing. Just allow it to flow. Allow that pain to flow through and out of you. Just gently letting it go. That's right. Just letting go of that pain. And I'll be quiet for a moment while you let that energy flow out, while you let go of that old pain and anger. And when that energy is spent, when that energy is gone, you will know it. For instead, you will feel a profound sense of peace. You feel a profound sense of peace now. You feel so much lighter now. You feel like you've dropped a 100-pound backpack. Feel how much lighter you feel, like you can, after such a long time, set that weight down and stand up straight. Straighten your back and stretch up nice and tall. Get those kinks out. It's such a relief. Such a relief to set that down and let it go. And you might imagine yourself moving through your life now, feeling so light, feeling so free. Feel how good you feel. Feel how good it feels to stand up straight and to smile and look life in the eye and to expect good things to come your way. Feel how good it feels to be so light. Your heart feels so clear and so bright. And now you can say it with meaning. I bless us both by forgiving you. I forgive you. All that has gone on between us is now left in the past. You are free, and I am free. And whenever I think of you in the future, I will remember this peaceful feeling, and I will remember that we are both now free to move on with our lives. We are both now free to be happy and at peace. May we both move forward to fulfill our dreams for love. May we both move forward to fill our lives with joy, to fill our lives with peace, to fill our lives with prosperity, and to fill our lives with love. See yourself living in radiant joy and well-being, and see this other person living in radiant joy and well-being. And if you want to and it feels good to you, you might in your mind embrace this person. Embracing this person and saying thank you. Thank you for this lesson. Thank you for this opportunity to practice learning how to forgive. Thank you for this opportunity to learn how to love myself and others and life on a deeper level. I wish you well. And knowing that what we wish for others is what we draw to ourselves, it just feels good to wish this person well. Wish them all the love and happiness that you desire for yourself. And now, taking one more moment to love yourself and feel good about yourself for this wonderful spiritual work you've been doing. Know that you have done something really powerful to heal yourself today. Know that this healing will empower you to bless yourself in countless ways in the future. Know that you will be able to move forward in your life much lighter and brighter, much freer and happier. You can feel this is true on every level of your being. You can feel this peace running deep in your veins, deep in your soul. And you know that you will never be again as you were before, that you are lighter now, you are freer now. You are free to move forward and create more peace and happiness in your life than ever before. And now you might begin to become aware of your body again. Becoming aware of your body and the room around you. Becoming aware of your breath and taking a big, deep breath in. Feel that breath energize you. Feel that breath wake you up. Wiggling your fingers and toes, giving yourself a nice stretch. That's right. And coming all the way back to full conscious awareness now, wide awake now, feeling bright with peace and well-being, feeling wonderful in every way.